Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Breakfast cereals that keep you regular. Ones that help you poop. Coming up with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Right after emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got
mail. Hey guys, today is our youngest MacGyver's birthday. We would love it if you guys could play a Suck It Up cupcake and a Homer Simpson fish sandwich. Thanks so much, guys. That's from Mom and from Dad.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
Oh, but y'all, today is my son Alden's birthday. He'd love it if he could get a little kid fish sandwich and the Disney characters talking about Harry Potter. Liquor and Horrors, that's from Dad and Amir.
Fish sandwich!
Well, guys, when it comes to Harry Potter, it's not one of our properties, so instead, it's just a nickname for a part of old Goofy.
You know, he's right. I don't like to talk about things that don't make me money. That's how the mouse in this world got built. Sure, I had a land. Now I have worlds all over. You want to see Harry Potter? Go watch a fish. A mammal.
Guys, want to wish a happy birthday to my good buddy Bryson. He is 25 today. Going to get some turtle sex with a Kevin Hart dam in the middle. And Coach Ted giving him a pep talk on how to be better at Call of Duty. Thanks, guys. That from Jordan.
Damn. I mean, look, I'd like to start with this one. Just stay the hell out of the gulag. Know what you're doing in there anyhow. Second of all, somebody's got to be in charge of these missions. Maybe it's not you, son, and that's okay. Somebody else could do it. Other than that, let's use the mini-map. Use our grenades. And more than anything else, look out for Moon Shooter. It's my buddy. He'll be on there. Play with him. He's good.
Let me learn about this from Joe's kid.
I learned it from Joe.
Oh, Joe. Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay. When I think about Moon Shooter, that's Joe's name on COD.
Moon Shooter.
Don't look, it's a reference to a song, Miles. I can only think of it one way because of your story and your buddy.
Oh, yeah.
So he's Moon Shooter, and then he has an on his, and then, oh, hang on.
Shoot the moon.
Right. That's what I always think of, but I forget it. Not everybody works with you. But Miles, it gets worse. It's not only Moon Shooter, no. And then his Twitch stream, I'm pretty sure, is Moon Drizzler.
Oh, Joe.
So I'm always dying laughing. Like, do you get these references? And he's like, no, it's from a song.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Mike has been on a Zoom for one of these conversations.
Whatever you believe.
Oh, Michelle, please wish my biggest bitch in my life, my sister Sissy, a very happy birthday. Sissy, I hope you have a great one. This year I'm matching energy since you always forget my birthday. Can we please get it? Your penis is too small and you talking all over each other about the show Mr. Robot. Thanks a million. That from Suzanne.
Robot. Tell you what, man, I watched like the first two episodes.
Mr. Robot.
That was my first introduction to Brenda Malik.
And,
well, I have nothing against it. And he's a good actor. Every time I look at his face, all I can think to myself is, that son of a bitch is a serial killer. Otherwise, you'd look different.
I'll please wish my amazing...
What was Mr. Robot?
That was a show. Remy Malik kind of blew into the public eye on that show. Him and was a Christian Slater. I watched like the first two episodes. It wasn't bad. I just wasn't that interested.
I always think of him as Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, I think he looks like a serial killer.
Guys, please wish my amazing boyfriend Logan a happy 25th birthday. We listen all the time. Love the show. For his 25th, going to get a Leroy Jenkins and the Dirty Germans talking about Americans who drive big trucks. Thanks for all you do, guys. That from Hannah.
Let's do this. Leroy
Gaggins!
Yeah, if you're going to drive a big truck, I think that you should have a sexual innuendo. That is why I only drive what Peter built.
Yes, you know, so big trucks wouldn't do much over here in Germany. But, you know, it's not going to say anything bad. It's the rest of the world, they call it compensating.
Guys, can I get a birthday shout out to my bro, Gary Jones? With an original fish sandwich, Miles talking about a hole-in-one, and the Dirty Germans talking about good times in Kauai. Thanks, guys.
To Oregon fish sandwich.
8-iron, Tyree Golf and Country Club, right outside of SeaTac. Ball goes in the air, drops right in the hole, crowd goes wild. I said the crowd goes wild.
Why don't you have a certificate from that one? That's recent.
I do, I just can't find it.
Kind of like the other one.
I've got the, no, they don't have certificates because they were shutting down the golf course. They closed it. It's just a pasture now. But if you walk through there now, still you can hear the cheers.
Who were you playing with?
I was playing with Steph and his brother.
All right.
Yeah, him and Scott.
See if they, yeah.
Well, they signed the card for me. I can bring in the card.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In Kauai.
Yes, this showman hasn't been there.
Oh, man. You know what it's like? It's like this right now. It just rains all the time.
In Kauai?
It's like the one thing, you know, you go, oh, wait, why? You're like, this is going to be great. People are like, oh, it's real natural. It's beautiful. It rains every goddamn day. Wind blows 55 miles an hour.
Take
you
money.
You kill yourself. You can't believe you picked that island.
Take money out of it. Would you rather go to Hawaii or the Caribbean?
The Caribbean has different options, so probably someplace in the Caribbean.
Yeah, probably Caribbean.
Depending on what you're looking for.
I know what you're looking for.
Well, that's what, well, then go to Jamaica. You know?
Right. I just want to go. I want to go to an all-inclusive in, like, Mexico.
Go to Mexico.
Yeah, go to Mexico.
And I want to go to a swim-up bar. I'm 40. Never been to swim. You know what? That's what I'm doing next year.
Jamaica.
Going to a damn swim-up bar.
Hola, bros. Celebrating my 34th today, and I would like to hear some inspirational words from Miles on great friends. And Coach Ted talking about how the Dallas Cowboys are pure garbage. Rock on, y'all, and keep these laughs coming from your silly Philly fan, Tim. P.S. Fly. Ugh. Eagles fly. Ugh. Ugh. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see here. All right. Here you go, Tim. Good friends. Remember, Tim, I'd walk through fire for my best friend. Well, not fire, because that's pretty dangerous, but a superhuman room. I'd walk through a superhuman room, but not too human, because, well, you know my hair.
I'll tell you what, here's a piece of free advice my dad used to tell me. You can pick your nose, you can pick your friends, you can't pick your friend's nose.
I mean, you can?
Oh, I was going to talk about the Cowboys, too.
Oh, sure.
All right, now I can't sit here and tell you the Cowboys are pure garbage. What I can tell you is they played a garbage division. No wonder they won last week. They're playing your stupid Eagles, who suck. Now, Dak Prescott looks good. Zeke's running again. It seems like they should be good and make the playoffs. But it's Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. They'll F it up somehow.
Hello, guys. I'd like to wish a very happy birthday today to someone you know, otherwise known as the Thinking Chair Lady from Big Dummy.
Oh, yeah.
I know her as my mom. She's had quite a year, and I hope this message cheers her up. Can I please request an original fish sandwich and a special message from the sexy Germans from her favorite daughter, Kara? Thanks so much, fellas. Love the show.
To Oregon fish sandwich.
Yeah, we have a very special message from your daughter. She did not want to tell you, but she is pregnant with a black German's baby.
Yeah, it's the craziest part is I was there as well. I guess I was to save him. And it's cute you call her your mother's, how you know her. We know her as a lover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mother lover.
Guys, my mom has been a long time listening to the show. Her birthday is today. She wants the Dirty Germans to talk about turning 45. Happy birthday from Aiden, Austin, and Connor. Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah, I don't know if Aiden, Austin, and Connor want to hear this, but the beauty of turning 45 is that's what you know what you want in the bedroom. And what you want in the bedroom is me.
Yeah, so no, this 45 is a fun number. It's what I've seen around these United States of yours. There's lots of these numbers. They have the hats, they have the shirts, they even have all these flags. There's lots of flags. So, you know, we used to have lots of flags. Just saying.
Gentlemen, I wish my husband Anthony a very happy 30th birthday. He introduced me to you guys almost 12 years ago, and I now listen to you more than he does. How about your penis is too small? And Coach Ted getting him pumped up for the start of his 30s. Love you guys. That from Kylie.
Start of the 30s. Nice. I still say 30th birthday awesome. There's really nothing changes. You're just 30 now.
But also, you know what you can do? Some of your friends, sure, they'll call you old because you got a 3 in front of your name or your age. But also, you can look at them and just go, you wouldn't understand, Chuck. You're 27. Get out of here, young buck.
And finally, from the birthdays, guys, and my brother Nick's 42nd trip around the sun on this fine day. He's a great dude that could use a fish sandwich medley. Thank you from Lincoln.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I'll have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon
and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
So you don't want a fish sandwich?
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meats. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Everybody likes pooping.
Yeah.
And everybody does poop. Sometimes, though, people get a little stuffed up. Stocked up. A little backed up.
Stuffed up. Yeah, I think backed up says your butt. Stuffed up says your nose.
Maybe.
I mean,
your belly can be stuffed.
Your belly can be stuffed, but if you tell me you're stuffed up, I'm like, all right, he's got a nose problem. If you say you're backed up, I'd be like, all right, TMI, but I dig it.
Well, let me ask you this.
All right.
Head chef to regular chef. How do you stuff a turkey?
Through
the back end.
You know what? I'm going to say I'm backing it up now. Every Thanksgiving, hey, we're backing up the turkey.
That sounds horrible.
Is it more appetizing?
Get over here and back it up.
Get some garlic bulbs up there.
Yeah, let's back that bad boy up.
You know what? We'll get there soon, but quick tip. You're not supposed to stuff the turkey. We always did when I was growing up. But honestly, if you put in, brine that sucker the night before, throw in some onions, some lemon, some whatever.
Rosemary, thyme.
Yeah,
you know what? I'm going to plug it up.
Sage.
I'm going to stuff the turkey.
Celery.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll stuff a chicken. I'm crazy. All right. Huffington Post, they had an article called The Number One Cereal for Going Number Two. There is some cereals on here. Like, look, there's only one on here. Anybody in this room, I got a dollar that says there's only one cereal. If anybody has eaten more than one of these, you win my dollar.
Okay. I have to know how they tested these cereals. I mean, did everybody go home with 10 boxes of cereals?
The list is the 10 best high-fiber cereals to buy.
All right.
They're in no particular order.
Oh, they're in no particular order.
Because Gary and Dave put an equal amount.
But I'll start with number 10.
We can start anyway.
Because they started.
No particular order.
Number 7.
Kellogg's. All brand buds.
I think I've had this.
All brand buds?
No. Buds?
Buds.
No.
Buds.
I have not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a lot of Kellogg cereal I've had, but the all-brand Buds.
That says you're over 60.
They should sell it, you know, like, differently on the labeling, like, cuts through barbecue.
Yeah, right.
Number two.
Bob's Red Mill Organic Oat Brand. Yeah.
It's in the name.
I didn't even know Bob was out there making cereal.
Bro, you gotta wonder who Bob was. I was always backed up from my wife's cooking. I created a cereal, man.
Well, Bob likes biscuits and gravy.
Either that or Bob's just one of those dudes that's like always been super healthy and this and that. And he's like, I created a delicious
I feel like
brand.
He goes by Bobby.
Number nine.
Nature's Path Flax Plus Multi-Brand Flakes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And Nature's Path makes a lot of good treats.
Just probably not this.
Yeah.
Number 5.
Oh, I forgot about this one. Fiber One.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yes. Heard of it.
Has anybody had it?
No.
I don't know that I've had it, but I've heard of it.
All right.
See,
yeah.
I've never had it. Even if I remember right, when they first started advertising it, basically, you know, they go through all the fluffy stuff and happy people eating it. But the underlying message was, if you can't poop, this is for you. Mm. I mean, honest to God, like, that's everything about that.
Number 2.
Did we already do two? Bob's
no, it's in
mill?
No particular order.
No, but we already did number two.
Oh, you mean as far as the numbers go?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Number one.
Barbara's Multigrain Puffins. Tell you what, puffin, that's a big bird right now.
Why?
Everybody's fired up about puffins. I was talking about puffins. My cousin called me. He said he was talking about puffins. Everybody's all about these puffins.
So what? This is one thing I'm realizing about this, Liz. If the cereal starts with someone's name, I don't want it.
All right, this is the only cereal everybody in here, I guaranteed, has had.
Okay.
It's the only real Main Street cereal on here.
Grape Nuts.
Cheerios.
Oh! Oh!
All right. I didn't even know they were doing that for me.
All right, let's see. Cheerios is the one you'd recognize on there. There's a Forager Organic Grain-Free O's.
No.
I would try this one just because I do enjoy a Kind bar. Cranberry Almond Kind cereal.
Ooh. Dude, ooh. I ooh. Just...
Ooh. Ooh. Well, there's cranberries, there's almonds.
Yeah.
It's Kind.
But it screams that you are going to have explosive diarrhea.
It is Kind.
I like this one, too. Ezekiel Sprouted Flourless Flakes.
Ew.
I tell you what, man. There's a lot of things that you need flour for. And this is like a new trend. I've seen it in desserts, like flourless cake.
Right, right, right.
No.
I agree.
Have we made it to number 10?
I think I got them all in there.
Here's them.
Eight.
You know what, Miles? I left one off the list. And okay. This is the one you actually would like. I don't know if you can get it at the store. You can find it on Amazon. A cereal called Poop Like a Champion.
Oh, Jesus. That's the name of it?
It's a real cereal. Amazon has it.
I would try that.
Poop Like a Champion?
Absolutely. If they just named any of those other cereals that name,
right. Got a
I would
better
be
chance.
Willing to try any of them.
Thurl, by the way, I don't know that you care because, you know, your daughter eats Oreos. But Oreo now has packaging. Basically, on the Oreo thins, it'll say it on the top, but the spine looks like it doesn't look like Oreos. It doesn't have Oreos on it. So if you had your Oreos stacked, they wouldn't know.
Oh, I see what you're doing there. I can have my own private stash of Oreos.
Yeah, the spines of the Oreos look like a cookbook, a package of frozen vegetables, a pack of t-shirts, or car owner's manual.
Ah.
Sneaky.
Yeah, a stoner came up with that.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room is in progress.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right. Half of drivers around the world say that they're driving less than they did before the pandemic.
Well, yeah. Things have changed. Fewer places to go. A lot of places don't require that you physically have to show up to work.
Right.
Yeah, we got it.
Things are a lot more convenient as far as location is concerned there.
It's amazing. And so much more food delivery. Man, if we got one thing out of the pandemic, everything's delivered.
Don't forget Amazon.
Fast food, you name it, man. I think it's great.
Right. Good news, Ted. There's a clown shortage in Northern Ireland.
Oh, it's the one time I like Northern Ireland.
That's right.
Got the clown. A clown shortage.
A clown shortage.
We just don't have enough. We need more.
Right?
Is the circumstance where you determine? I mean, just honest to God, in the scheme of things, like, when do you come together as a country and say, we don't have enough
this
clowns
weekend,
to satisfy the needs?
We were seven clowns short.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, is there seriously more demand than there is stock of clowns?
I mean, there's got to be, right?
I mean, if they have a
shortage means that you don't have enough.
It just seems to me, you know, like there's one clown per 20 child party.
Right.
You know, what is happening in Northern Ireland with like, oh my God.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but we're out of clowns.
I'm just kidding, Northern Ireland. I'm not going to drink Bushmills.
I will.
There's a serial chainsaw thief in Pennsylvania.
Didn't that guy get caught?
I'm not positive. But
he just keeps stealing chainsaws?
Yeah, they found him with like 40 of them, man, like in his garage.
I believe I remember that story from a little while back, so it could
maybe
be
different
the same guy.
Maybe a different guy.
This guy's stolen 11 from 4 different cars in the last week. He's stolen 11 chainsaws.
I guess you're selling them?
Right?
Or you got a lot of bodies
together?
Well,
not the guy that Miles is talking about. You catch him with 40, it's like, so you're not trying to sell them. I mean, maybe you just like chainsaws.
Maybe he's moving them all at once.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
big
shipment. Big giant lumber company.
Yeah, it's like Gone in 60 Seconds, but it's with chainsaws. He's got to get 45 of them.
I can't believe that movie didn't do better. Yeah. Get more chainsaws.
Right? That movie was stupid.
Says Wild Hogs defendant.
Yeah. The newest celebrity on the internet is a rescue cat that's going viral for having misaligned eyes, giving it a permanently startled expression.
I do like that cat.
That cat's a meme. That's a fact.
It was a great cat. Yeah. Miles, I want you to go for this cat, man. I know it's in, like, Russia, but plead your case. We'll get you this cat.
Okay.
I don't think it has enough behavioral issues for Miles. You need a cat that on some level you're also terrified of. Oh
yeah, but God. Miles would enjoy the same joke with this cat every day when he came home. It's okay, buddy. It's just
this close. I'm this close to pulling the trigger on a cat.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
And you have one in mind or just the actual move to get
I'll
cat?
Go to the rescue and see which one seems to have a decent disposition.
Which one has the least fur?
No, I like a hairy cat. Oh, I like a big old
but
hairy
cat. But that's not what you get like.
I like a one long haired cat, man.
He likes cutting poop out of the fur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's my favorite thing to do. Trim up that butt.
Don't worry, buddy.
Are you going to get like one that's just a rescue cat or are you going to get one that's already like.
Pre-damage,
yeah, trauma.
I don't know the history of these damn things. The only thing I know is if they say, like, they come in twos, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
One's cool, I'll take them both.
All right.
What about reach out to our friends at Mali Zoo? You could probably get one.
Absolutely. I already looked at their website.
Yeah, I've already been...
All right.
Yeah, I've already been on it.
And Mali Zoo, listen, I love you guys, but stop doing the targeted ads. And what I'm saying is, like, I adopted the dog. The dog is fantastic. I don't plan on adopting 15 more dogs. That's all, like, I get it, but I'm like, hey, look, I can reach out to friends, but, like, I am not taking any more dogs right now.
Right. I'm good. Oh, yeah? All right.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Right. Sorry.
I saw a cool dog the other day at a stoplight. I said, what kind is that? She's like, it's a mutt. I was like, all right. She goes, why do you ask? Because I was like, it looks like a bunch of different things. What is he, like 25 pounds? Like, that's a good sized dog for an apartment.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I feel like even when you have a mutt, like I have a mutt, but you have a general idea of what's going on in there.
Yeah.
Like, people say mutt. You're like, okay, come on.
It just looked like a thinner corgi.
Okay. All right.
I see where you're at.
Dude, one time at a bar, I saw it looked like a pit bull, but it was a corgi.
Really?
I don't know who mixed them, but I was like, that's badass.
The pit bull did.
Well, yeah.
A pit bull's like the Mr. T. Give me some of that mud.
That's a damn fluffy pit bull right there.
Don't stuff it time.
Corgi's like, just pet my head.
Yeah. Nobody is safe from inflation. Dollar Tree is now raising their prices.
What's it going to be now?
Like $1.25, $1.50.
Are they going to change the name?
No.
$1.25 Tree.
No, Dollar General, he's got a bunch of stuff that costs money.
Mm-hmm.
What, more than a dollar?
Yeah.
Yeah, the days of the everything in the store is a dollar is gone, man.
Well, I'll be a son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's done. It's not happening anymore. A new study found that people will work on a DIY project for five... A do-it-yourself project for 5 hours before giving up and calling in a professional.
You can give it longer than that, man. I mean, look, if in five hours things have gone wrong, then call in a professional. But if it's just you're getting frustrated, like just... walk away from it.
Right.
Come back to YouTube video.
Right.
And then get back to it tomorrow.
I think sometimes, too, like, I think it just depends on the project.
Right.
Like, is this going to, like, if I don't do this correctly, is my whole house screwed?
That is the question I ask myself. If the answer is yes, I call a professional.
Exactly.
Honest to God, it's that simple.
The price of bacon is the highest it's been in 40 years.
What's going on there?
I don't know.
Pig shortage.
Yeah. Pigs and clowns.
There you go.
They're one and the same.
Pigs and clowns. Arby's is selling sweatpants and hoodies that smell like smoked meat.
No.
No. I don't need that.
Again.
Just wear a sweatsuit next to a smoker.
Yeah, right. Learn to grill.
It goes back to the KFC candle. I don't want to smell delicious food that is not in front of me.
You know what probably irritates the most are people that work at Arby's or KFC. Like, I come home every day smelling like that.
I agree.
And this is not awesome.
I don't want a candle that smells like cookies.
Exactly.
I want cookies.
I'm guilty of it. I definitely buy candles that smell like apples, especially the Macintosh one. It's that time of year.
I feel like an apple
and then I'll get like
different.
Around the holidays, though, I'll get the Christmas cookie candle.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's right.
At least have cookies. Right, at least have a little container.
Like, I walk in there, I'm like, I'm ready for cookies, and you don't have any cookies. You're just getting high on the couch, burning a candle.
Would you buy a crock pot scented candle? You know, like if you have the crock pot, you walk home, dude, your food smells. But the difference is.
No, because
I'm going to eat what's in my crock pot.
No, exactly. No, you put stuff in the crock pot, you got to get the original.
That's what I'm saying.
That's how you'd be so disappointed.
Yeah.
I don't make Christmas cookies.
Our friends you just get one of those tubes and you cut it up and put it in the oven for like.
I could.
Yeah.
But I got a candle. Hey, I'm just saying, Miles, I hear you. But if you walk in my place, would you rather be disappointed there's no cookies or would you rather smell my poop?
Well, you can
light
cover
that candle.
You can cover your poop with pine. That's a good time for like that, you know, that pine scent.
Yeah, only cookies covers
food. I don't want to eat pine.
Our friends over at SWNS asked, have you ever checked into a hotel and your room was so gross that you immediately checked out?
I'm about to.
In about a month, yeah. So yeah, we'll tell you.
Yes. All right. Says we're even more demanding now because of COVID, and half of people say that they've put off traveling due to cleanliness concerns. And they also gave us a list of the top things that would make you change hotels immediately. So you guys are talking about a couple months. There might be some things in there that might make you guys turn the room away. So what, as far as specifics go, would make you turn away from the room?
A dirty bed.
A dirty bed.
Yeah, they didn't make up the room.
Okay.
Yeah, that, absolutely.
Everything's a little disheveled there. They obviously didn't finish it, if not didn't do it at all. Okay.
I will tell you this. When we went to Baltimore a couple of months ago, had the kids and all that, and you get the cryptic message from the bathroom, my wife saying, hey, I'm sorry. Hey, could you go down to the front desk and see if there's more toilet paper? Because even when we checked in, there was like half a roll and no backup. So I said, all right, no worries. I go down to the front desk. I say to the woman, hey, can I get a couple of rolls of toilet paper? She says, what room are you in? I say, the room. She goes, okay. But as I'm saying this to her, there is another employee who's checking out for the day. And as I'm walking back to the elevator, because my hope is that they will deliver it.
Right.
Instead, he goes, hey, sir, did you say you need a couple rolls of toilet paper? I said, yes, I did. So he pulls them out of his closet. He hands them to me. And now when I get on the elevator, there's like 15 other people, and they think I've got the problem.
Yeah.
And you can just start holding your stomach. Oh, no, another stop. Oh,
I'm not going to make it.
Start crawling in the corner, get down like in the crouching position.
I went to Vegas.
Oh, hold this.
I went to Vegas a couple years back. Long story short, my toilet backed up.
Oh.
Yeah, not okay. I go out to the cleaning ladies that are in my hallway because all I need is a plunger. I know what is wrong. I have plunged toilets before. I just need a plunger. They can't understand what I'm saying. They tell me no. Call maintenance. So I do. I call them up. Again. They don't fully understand what I'm asking. It's like, I just need a plunger. All right, we'll send somebody up in a second. It's like, I just need the plunger. But all right, fine, send him up. And sure enough, he comes in there full of gear. He's got the drill. He's got the belt. He's got everything to come in there. And he looks at me and gives me a look like, oh, I get it. It's like, yes, I just need a doggone plunger. I didn't want you to look at this.
Did you back it up?
No. Well, I piled on top of whatever was in there.
Oh, you backed it up.
I've never backed it up that way. I have never backed it up that way. Yes.
You hadn't wiped yet? Was there tissue? Did you put tissue in the toilet?
There was little tissue needed for what I did in there.
Did you put tissue in the toilet?
I put tissue in the toilet.
You bogged it up.
My ass.
Top three.
I like the maintenance guy. Like, oh,
I know what you did.
That's what you should have thrown.
I didn't need him to look at it though. It's like, I just need the plunger. I know what to do. I don't want you to look at my poop. These are the top things that will make you change hotels immediately. Number 10, no visible cleaning or housekeeping crew present.
Yeah,
there you go.
I don't need them to be visible.
Yeah, I don't need to. I just need to know you've been there.
The room is clean.
Yeah.
Number 9, the lobby is gross. That's not a bad call.
They're just saying you can't see any of the workers there.
Okay.
Right, so the lobby, right? If the lobby's a mess, you're pretty much...
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the first impression.
Number 8, loud noises.
It depends what they are.
Right.
Normally it's just like 5-year-old elephant legs upstairs, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Apparently decided that that's his playroom.
And if it's 6 o'clock in the afternoon, I don't care as much as 11 o'clock at night. Then I have issues. Number 7, stained carpets.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd check out, but it's not awesome.
It's unsightly, but at the same time, you want them to... I'm not going to say it. Top 10 things that would make you change hotels immediately. Number 6, horrible food.
Nah. Depending on how far away it is from anything else, I can go somewhere else.
I like that they're specifically saying hotels, because there's a few motels I've been to that look like a...
They check off all these boxes.
Yeah, sure. Like a crime scene.
Right. I don't know that I've had a whole lot of hotel food, other than the Continental Breakfast, which I'm not expecting much anyway.
You know, honestly, you're right, man. If I'm in a hotel, I'm not against eating there, but I'm on vacation, or at least I'm out of town, right. So I will go somewhere else.
If you go to a convention center hotel, they have a restaurant, typically. They have a sit-down breakfast. Then
all right. Number 5, rude staff.
Yes.
Yeah, not a bad call. Number 4, bad smells in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you can't identify the smell, but it's bad, then that's a problem.
Right.
Right.
And then that does follow number 3, which is a smelly room.
For sure.
And that's kind of where that whole thing started.
We were somebody here says, I checked into a hotel room in Olympia, pulled back the bedspread, saw about a nice 3-inch long poop stain on the bright white sheets, along with a few other random spots of poop. Put the stuff back in the car, went to another hotel.
Absolutely.
Goodness.
I think you made the right call.
I told you the one time there was, I don't know if they're still around, Knights Inn in Frederick, Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My dad woke up, there's ants all over his bald head.
Goodness gracious.
But again, I think technically that was a motel.
Yes.
Ah. Paid $8 for it. Super prices.
With HBO.
God, that town has horrible hotels.
Number two, a disgusting bathroom.
Yeah, man. That's...
You're already a little bit skeeved out by how many people have been in there. I don't need to be reminded at all.
Two things I cannot take. Someone else's stains and someone else's hair.
You're describing all of our futures. You just know this.
Oh, yeah. In about a month and a half.
And this is the number one thing that would make you change hotels immediately, and it is, we all said it, dirty sheets.
Oh, yeah.
Dirty, nasty. Yep.
No, we're going to sleep on them anyway.
Because you haven't changed it. You haven't cleaned the room.
Right. Exactly.
What about the pimp out front?
I called him.
Yeah, he's waiting for me. We're all good.
That's my guy.
Police in Wisconsin are looking for a stolen item, but you would never guess what it was.
What was it?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Think about cock headlines. They're on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.